welcome to my sixth podcast in the series Everything You Need to Know About the NFL. I'm hosting a very special cousin Carter will be joining us to discuss the coming NFL season. This season promises to be a highly amusing one, that is if it's not canceled. Welcome, Carter.
Hi.
All right, so today we'll be making predictions about this coming NFL season, along with the awards that will be given out, and of course, we'll both make our Super Bowl predictions. So, Carter, let's get started. So, first, let's talk about the AFC. Let's share our predictions on the AFC West. The four teams in the West are the Chiefs, Chargers, Broncos, and Raiders. In my opinion, the rankings will be as follows. In fourth place, the Raiders. The Raiders' offense just doesn't have enough firepower this year. Even if they got Henry Ruggs with the 12th pick out of Alabama, they really don't have enough firepower to keep up with the incredible Chiefs' offense, obviously, but they probably can't even keep up with the new Chargers offense that got Justin Herbert and lost Phillip Rivers, which isn't very promising. However, in a couple years, if they get a good quarterback to replace Derek Carr and maybe Marcus Mariota, they might have a decent offense with that quarterback, Henry Ruggs, Darren Waller, and Hunter Renfrow. And then in third place is the Chargers. Chargers have an incredible defense. It seems to get better every year. They have Desmond King, Joey Bosa, and they have first-round pick Kenneth Murray, the linebacker out of Oklahoma. And they have Derwin James and new addition Chris Harris Jr. from the Broncos. However, their offense will most likely need work. They did draft Justin Herbert out of Oregon with the 6th pick. However, I'm not a huge fan of him. He has incredible arm strength, so that's a plus. But his accuracy just is not where it should be. However, he does have some weapons at wideout, including Mike Williams and Keenan Allen. So then in second is the Broncos. So this may be a controversial pick. Many people would say the Chargers will be better, but I think the Broncos have many weapons to support them. On offense, they have a young and talented quarterback in Drew Locke. And he has a lot. He's surrounded by weapons, including Cortland Sutton and Jerry Jeudy. And then they have a load of talent at the running back position. They have Philip Lindsay and recently acquired Melvin Gordon. So these weapons make for a great offense. Then on defense, even after the loss of Chris Harris Jr. and Derek Wolfe, they'll still have a solid defense that has Von Miller, a former Super Bowl MVP award winner. This makes for a decent team. And even if they can't beat the Chiefs, they'll still be a solid, maybe playoff team. And then, obviously, in first place, the Chiefs. I don't have a lot to say about the Chiefs, except their offense is just incredible. And Patrick Mahomes has many different weapons to throw to. And you pair that with above-average defense, you have a Super Bowl contender for 2 years in a row. So, in my opinion, the AFC West is as follows. Fourth place with the Raiders, they'll go 5-11. Third place, the Chargers, they'll go 7-9. Second place, the Broncos, they'll go 9-7. And the Chiefs will come in first with 13-3 record. What do you think about the division,
Carter? Well, honestly, it's not that good of a division except for the Chiefs. But in fourth place, I have the Raiders coming 7-9. The Raiders they're not a good team. They haven't been so far. I mean, their draft picks help them out a little. Their offense, not that good. Defense, okay. But honestly, the Raiders aren't that good of a team. I don't see them doing any good in this division.
I agree.
In third place, I have the Broncos going 8-8.
Okay.
Honestly, there's not much to say about the Broncos. This was a close one. I could have gone with either team, honestly. I mean, the Broncos and the Chargers are very similar. They both have kind of good offenses, kind of good defenses. But I just had to go with the Broncos here. I mean, honestly, I just think they show the better stats. That means in second place, I have the Chargers. As I said, this was a close one between the Broncos and the Chargers, because they're also going to go 8-8. I just think that it's going to come down to the last act and the last game where the Chargers end up scoring second and the Broncos end up going third. And then this one was kind of obvious in first place, the Chiefs going 13-3. I mean, there's not much really to say about this team. They just won a Super Bowl. Their division's not that good. I mean, it's pretty obvious they're gonna come in first place for the division.
Yeah, I agree. So the next division will be the AFC North. That's the Ravens, Steelers, Bengals, and Browns. What do you think about this division, Carter? And
who's gonna win? In last place, I have the Bengals. I think they will go 3-13. I mean, let's say they got the first pick this draft. They got Joe Burrow. I mean, that's going to help their team. They need much more than just help, though, to become a good team. Honestly, I think that the Bengals, I mean, the yeah, the Bengals are just going to go 3-13. I mean, they're not that good of a team, and I don't expect them to win many games. And in third place, I have, this is a tough one. I'm going to go with the Steelers in third place, coming off, I'm going to go, ooh, this is tough, 7-9. Steelers going 7-9. Honestly, this was a tough pick. I mean, last year the Steelers showed the better standing with 8-8, but the Browns went 6-10. The Browns went from 2 years ago to being like one of the worst teams in the NFL. Now they're pretty good. If they can just keep that up and get a little bit better this season, they have a good chance at beating the Steelers in these rankings. So, and then in second place, I have the Browns going 10-6 because. I mean, as I said, this was a close one between the Browns and Steelers. But if they just keep shaping up like they have done in the past season or two, then they honestly are second place worthy for this division. And in first place, I have the Ravens, my hometown team. I mean, the Ravens have been a good team all season. I don't think they should have lost to the Titans. I mean, their schedule's not too hard, but week 10 they play the Patriots. That might be tough game. I'm not too scared for the team that they lost to last season, the Titans in week 11. Honestly, I think if we just play a good game, we will definitely beat them. And their draft picks this year were pretty good, especially J.K. Dobbins and Patrick Queen. Those were my, honestly, like two of the best picks that they could have gotten. And honestly, I just think the Ravens are a pretty solid team. And my prediction for their season is 14-2.
So you think they'll repeat the same record? Well, I think they'll win the division, and their schedule is easier this year, but I don't know. So in my opinion, the Bengals are going to finish last in the division. However, they have a decent offense for the first time in a while. They have Joe Burrow, Joe Mixon, the 2-time Pro Bowler, T. Higgins, A.J. Green, John Ross, and Auden Tate, who's an up-and-coming receiver who might be good in a couple of years. However, their defense just won't be enough to push them up the division. Then the Browns will come in third. For the second year in a row, there's so much hype behind the Browns. And for the second year in a row, the Browns are going to fail to achieve what everyone thinks they will. It's that simple. You'd think the Browns would be good if you looked at their depth chart. They had Baker Mayfield, who is a below-average quarterback and still gets a ton of hype. But they have OBJ and Jarvis Landry, who are both receivers in a talented receiving core. And they have a decent defense. However, how do you lose to the Cardinals by 14 at home? And then next would be the Steelers. They have Ben Roethlisberger coming off an injury. And they have a future star in receiver Juju Smith-Schuster. And they have a decent defense this year. They also drafted Chase Claypool out of Notre Dame, and I'm a huge fan of his. And then, obviously, in first place, we have the Ravens, this is a bold prediction, but Lamar Jackson will have just as good a year as he did last year. However, I don't think he'll win MVP, as you'll hear later, but then you pair that with the most talented running back group in the NFL that consists of J.K. Dobbins, who's a great running back, Mark Ingram, Justice Hill, is one of the speediest in the NFL, and Gus Edwards, who's likely to be traded this year before his contract expires. But then you add an incredible defense that features one of the top three secondaries in the NFL, along with Earl Thomas, Marcus Peters, Marlon Humphrey, and then they also have a great defensive line after this offseason with Calais Campbell, Brandon Williams, and Derek Wolfe. So the Bengals come in fourth with they'll go 6-10. Then the Browns will finish 8-8. Steelers are have a 9-7 record, and the Ravens will have a 13-3 record. So, and then next is the AFC South. The South has the Titans, Texans, Colts, and Jags. So, in my opinion, the last place team will be the Jags. They lost Calais Campbell in the offseason to the Ravens, obviously. And now they don't have Jalen Ramsey or A.J. Bouye. And they were a promising team when they had all those players, but their only bright spot on their defense would be the first-round pick C.J. Henderson out of Florida. Their offense will be a bit below average, even if they have Gardner Minshew and DJ Shark. And then in third, we have the Colts, who add Philip Rivers. So they could be a decent team. And then in second is the Titans. I wouldn't be surprised if Derrick Henry won MVP this year. He's a great running back. And then in first place is the Texans, but only narrowly will they hold it out. The Titans pulled out the Titans absolutely beyond their happiness. So in fourth place, we have the Jags with 6-10 record. In third, we have the Chargers, who lost 7-9. In second, we have the Titans, who are 10-6. And then the Texans will win the division with an 11-5 record. What do you think about this division, Carter?
Give me one second.
All right. Okay. I just keep talking. You know, I think the Texans, the receiving core will just be so much worse this year. And connection between Deshaun Watson and DeAndre Hopkins will be broken. And they're both Clemson players. And they're both very gritty. And Deshaun Watson is a great quarterback. And Hopkins is one of the best in the NFL. So it'll be tough working with lesser receivers this year. But then he does have David Johnson, who's a decent receiving back.
I think I'm ready.
He does have Laramie Tunsil.
Okay. So,
go ahead, Carter.
For the AFC South, I think in last place we will have the Colts. I mean, they're a pretty good team, as well as the Jaguars, but the Colts, I just don't see them succeeding without Andrew Luck. Pretty good. I mean, they have a pretty good offense. And, I mean, yes, their team is amazing, but their quarterbacks is what they need to focus on. They don't have a good quarterback.
I know. They have Philip Rivers.
I know, but honestly, I didn't think his playing was that good last season. I mean, he still has some spots to fill. They definitely can be a good team, but I see them going 8-8 and scoring last in the division.
Well, they do have a bit of confidence in him. They signed him to a $25 million deal this year. And he's definitely better than
definitely. But just he still has spots he needs to fill. Then in third place, I have the Jaguars. The Jaguars, they're coming off a pretty good season from last year, even though they only went 6-10. Honestly, their team, they played really good. They gave it their all. Honestly, I think if they just give it a little bit more, they can end up being a really good team this season. I see them going 8-8 as well with the Colts. And then in second place, I have the Texans. I mean, Texans, really good team, honestly, but you need to still have DeAndre Hopkins. I don't think it was a good trade. I think it's a really bad move for them. I mean, they should have kept Hopkins. If they kept Hopkins, they had a real chance. They'd have a real chance at being, like, one of the top teams this year. But Hopkins is one of the best receivers in the NFL. I don't see why you let a guy like that. I don't see why you trade someone like that.
Yeah, I agree. And especially...
I see the Texans going 11-5 this year. And then in first place, I have the Titans. Titans, they played really well in the season, barely making a playoff spot. Honestly, I think they were lucky to beat the Patriots. They were lucky to beat the Ravens. I don't know how they did it, but if they put in that much work, they will definitely be getting more than just a wild card this season.
Well, two words, how they beat the Texans and the Ravens and almost the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Derrick Henry.
Definitely. You keep using him like you did last season. That's a straight shot to clinching your division.
Yeah. And then we have the AFC East with the Bills, Jets, Pats, and Dolphins. What do you think about these?
Well, this was a tough one. The Patriots were doing honestly, they have a good team, so the Bills, Jets, and Dolphins. But honestly, in last place, I see the Jets coming. I mean, honestly, this was between the Jets and Dolphins. The Jets had a decent season last year, going 7-9, and so did the Dolphins. But the Jets, I mean, their team didn't get much better than last year. As for the Dolphins, they got a lot of the Patriots' defense, which is good for them. The Dolphins made a lot of trades. They got a lot of picks, and they got some good people. So I see the Jets coming in last place for that division, going 6-10. And then in third place, I see the Dolphins. As I was saying, Dolphins, they didn't do that good last year. Okay, what am I saying? They did horrible last year. But this year, honestly, I see with all these new players they've got, they can They will definitely do better than getting last in their division. I see them coming in third place with the record of 7-9. And then on to second
Yeah.
place. This one was tough. This one is really tough. Honestly, I'm still gonna go to the Bills for second place like last year. Honestly, this was a really close decision. The Patriots lost most of their team, but honestly, if they just keep looking up, they can win first. I don't think the Bills will clinch their division, honestly, but they do have an amazing offense and amazing defense. I just don't see them working as hard as they should be. And then in
Yeah.
first place, I have the Patriots going 11-5. Honestly, for the Patriots, as I said, this was a tough decision. But for the Patriots, they've won Super Bowls a couple of years, and they still have most of the players that they won Super Bowls with. Honestly, if those players played like they did, they can shape up the newbies of their team, and if the coaches train real hard, then this team will be coming in first for the division.
Yeah. So in my opinion, I
Yeah.
disagree with you a little bit here. So I do so in my opinion, the Jets will come in fourth. I agree with you there. They have a terrible offense. It got even worse after losing Robbie Anderson. They did get Denzel Mims in the second round, but I mean, Robbie Anderson was just an explosive receiver and he kind of carried that
Definitely.
receiving core. And so now that he's on the Panthers, he's gone, I guess. And then their only bright spot on the offense would be Le'Veon Bell. And then in third, I've got the Dolphins, who took Tua Tagovailoa with the fifth pick this year. They took Austin Jackson with the 18th, if that's I think that's right. And then they took Noah. I think maybe they took Noah Igbinoghene.
I'm pretty sure they
Let me
did.
see. Yeah. So the Noah Igbinoghene is an exceptional quarterback. Cornerback. Yeah, they took him with the 30th pick. He's an exceptional cornerback coming out of Auburn. And then they added some Patriots defensive players this offseason. And that defense will be fine. So, and then Brian Flores is also a great coach. So, and then in the second will be the Patriots, led by Jarrett Stidham out of Auburn. And they may not have a good offense this year. They actually will not have a good offense this year, in my opinion, after losing the GOAT Tom Brady. But their defense will lead them to a decent year, and that could be their key to the playoffs if they make it. So, Stephon Gilmore is the best cornerback in the NFL, and I think he'll show that again this year. And then in first, we have the Bills, who will have a great year. They're led by rising star Josh Allen, who and they've got they did a decent job in the draft this year. They didn't have a first round pick after trading Stephon Diggs, but they took AJ Epenesa in the second round, which was very lucky that he was there. So, and then in fourth we have the Jets. So in fourth we have the Jets. We'll go 5-11. Dolphins go 6-10. Patriots go 9-7, and the Bills will win with an 11-5 record. So, Carter, let's
All
do
right.
AFC seedings. I have one Ravens, two Chiefs, three Texans, four Bills, five Titans, six Steelers, seven
So
Patriots.
are
Who
we
do you
only
have?
doing top seven? All right.
Yeah,
So
just teams will make it.
I have one Ravens, two Chiefs, three Titans,
Oh,
four
wow.
Texans, five Bills, six Patriots, and seven Browns.
Wait, but the top four
I
for the
know,
division on
I
here.
did
So,
all the
who are
divisions.
your?
You switched back before.
Oh, okay. Well then, in my opinion, the Chiefs will take down the Pats. Steelers will beat the Titans, and the Steelers will beat the Texans. I'm sorry, in an upset, and the Titans will beat the Bills. Then the Ravens will beat the Steelers. The Chiefs will take down the Titans. So we have a clash of number one and two seeds. And in my opinion, the Ravens will hold off, but only because they will be playing at home, in my opinion. If it's in Kansas City, they'll lose. Just an opinion there. What do you think, Carter?
This is for the playoffs, right? All right, so
Yes.
oh dang it, what did I just say?
You want to just say who's going to win the AFC or
Yeah.
AFC
Well, yeah, I can
Championship?
do the entire playoffs, so let's see. One, two, three.
Okay, go ahead if you want.
Wait, can I just do the AFC Conference Championship? All right, so in the AFC
Yeah,
Conference
completely fine.
Championship, I will have the Ravens and the Chiefs, and I think the Ravens will pull it off just by a little, as long as they're playing home. If they're playing home, they will definitely pull it off. If it's in Kansas City, I see Kansas City taking the odds, but the Ravens still might have a chance.
So you think the Ravens will win either way? So you think the Ravens will be?
But if it's in Kansas City, I'm saying they have a less chance of winning.
Yeah, yeah. So then we move on to the NFC. So we'll start with the NFC South, which has the Falcons, Panthers, Saints, and Bucks. So in fourth, I have the Panthers. They have Christian McCaffrey, and that's basically their only good player. Just being honest. And that won't get them to the playoffs or even third place. And then in third we have the Falcons with Matt Ryan, Julio Jones, and now Todd Gurley, who might be a good player. It just depends, you know. And then their defense probably can't help them that much. Although they did take AJ Terrell, the cornerback out of Clemson, with the 16th pick maybe, and then. And second, we have the Bucks. New Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski will match up with two great receivers in Godwin and Mike Evans. And they'll have a playoff berth, but they won't take the division. And then we have the Saints, who are making so Drew Brees is on a 2-year contract. So they'll make their last two pushes with him. So we have the Panthers who'll go 6-10, Falcons will go 7-9, the Bucks will go 10-6, and the Saints will go 13-3. What do you think, Carter?
So for the NFC South, I don't know why I can't say that word. But in last, I agree with you. We have the Panthers. I mean, it's just like you said, they got Christian McCaffrey. That's all they have. Honestly, I don't see them winning many games this year. I see them going 5-11, just like last year. And then in third, we have the Falcons. Falcons, honestly, not a good team, but no hurt to you because you live in Atlanta. But honestly, not a good team. I mean, they've done a lot of stupid things in the past year. I mean, I just don't see it happening. Like, I've seen a lot of memes about the Falcons. Like, I've probably seen like 50 memes in like the first 2 weeks of them playing. I mean, it's like they're wanting to embarrass themselves. And then in the second, I have the Buccaneers. The Buccaneers, honestly, not a good team, but they have a decent offense and a decent defense. Honestly, if they try really hard, they can pull it off and score a nice second place in the division. And then in first, this was kind of the obvious pick, the Saints. I mean, Saints, great team. They have a great offense, a great defense. Honestly, if they just keep doing it like they did it last year, I see them being a really good team and scoring first in their division.
Yeah. Okay. I think I agree with you most of the way there. And then we have the NFC East, which has the Giants, Eagles, Redskins, and Cowboys. What do you think about this division, Carter? And this last year, it was the worst division in football by far. Do you think it's gonna they're gonna have an encore?
I don't really know. I mean, I think they're still going to do really, really bad. I mean, I'm looking at the standing from last year right now. Redskins went 13-3. Giants went 4. The Redskins went 3-13. Giants went 4-12. Cowboys went 8-8. Eagles went 9-7. Honestly, I think a 9-7 record for the first place in your division, I mean, that's just embarrassing.
Yeah, but the Redskins did get Terry McLaurin last year. He had a great
but
year.
Honestly, for last place in the division, I still see the Redskins. Honestly, not much. I mean, they're going to fail. They're going to fail really bad, just like they did last season. I mean, their team is really bad. I think they're still going to go 3-13 with the point 188 percentage rating. And then in third, I have the Giants, just like last year. Honestly, the team is okay, but they are honestly not giving it their best. They're just acting like this is preseason or like summer games with friends. They're just like, oh, okay, so what? We lose. Don't really care. I mean, it's like they're not caring about their record. I don't even I don't even think that they are caring about like their team and stuff. Honestly, if they tried, they could come out being a really good team, but I just don't see them trying. And then in second place we have the Cowboys. So this is just like last year. Second place the Cowboys. Honestly, Cowboys, they're decent. Honestly, but I'm worried about their what's it called? Their lack of draft picks. Their draft picks not that good. And well, they
what?
Were okay.
Wait, I'd have to argue there. I think they did the best job in the draft. They got CeeDee Lamb and a bunch of great players too, including Zach Bond from Wisconsin.
It's okay. I mean, yes, the draft picks were pretty good players, but I don't really know if they need those players right now.
Well, I see what you mean. Whereas, like, they don't need a receiving.
I mean, the players positions they drafted are already pretty good. I mean, I just don't see their draft picks helping them out this year. I mean, they drafted positions that they are already pretty good at. And then in first place, I have the Eagles. Going 9-7, still disappointing this division. Honestly, the Eagles were kind of the obvious pick to go first here. I mean, I'm not saying that they're a really good team.
What?
I'm just saying that, like, honestly, the rest of their division stinks. Even if they do really bad, they're still going to beat the rest of their division. I mean, it just stinks.
I mean, I completely disagree with you. I the Redskins in fourth. I agree with you there. They have Dwayne Haskins at quarterback, and frankly, their defense isn't helping them either. And then the Giants, led by Daniel Jones in third, they could have Daniel Jones could have a breakout year this year. Just no one knows. This is just my prediction. And then I have the Eagles in second. I think Carson Wentz will not have a very good year this year. And I just think they can't keep up with the Cowboys, who had they did great in the offseason. I have the Cowboys in first, actually. They have Zeke now, Dak.
Yeah, the Cowboys offseason was actually like really good. That was just the fact that for me, I just see the Eagles as a better team.
Yeah, well, I think the Cowboys are definitely a better team on paper. That's just, you know, an opinion for me. Yeah. And so the Redskins will go 4-12. The Giants will go 6-10. The Eagles will go 9-7. And the Cowboys go 11-5. So still not a great division, but the Cowboys will have a.
I mean, I still see them going the worst division
in the playoffs.
NFL.
So I agree with that. I completely agree with that. So then next is the NFC North. That's the Packers, Vikings, Lions, and Bears. So in my opinion, the Lions will come in fourth. They got rid of Darius Slay, but they got Jeff Okuda. I'm a huge fan of Jeff Okuda. He's a great, great cornerback. His instincts are top shelf, and he's built like a cornerback. And then the Bears will come in third. They're not going to use Mitchell Trubisky will not be their quarterback this year. Nick Foles is also a decent quarterback. So they'll have Allen Robinson, and then of course Khalil Mack, who's a great linebacker, probably the best linebacker in the NFL. And then the Vikings will come in second. They have Adam Thielen, but they traded Stephon Diggs to the Bills. And then they ended up taking Justin Jefferson out of LSU. I think that's who they took to make up for him. But their defense is fine. But after getting Michael Pierce from the Ravens too, but I just think they can't compete with the Packers. So win the division again, even though they did a terrible job in the NFL draft by getting Jordan Love, and that's just a stab in the back for Aaron Rodgers, who still has, I think, in my opinion, has a couple of years left of top 10 quarterback in the NFL. So the Lions will go 6-10, the Bears will go 8-8, the Vikings go 11-5, and the Packers will go 12-4. So last division, Carter. What do you think about this? What do you think about
this? So in last, I see the Lions coming. I mean, this was the pretty obvious choice. I mean, the Lions, last year, they went 3-12. I just don't see them getting any better this season. And then in third place, I have the Bears. Bears, they're an okay team. But honestly, they are not trying that hard. They are not playing that well. And I see them coming in third. Second is the Vikings for me. Vikings, pretty good team. They played pretty good last year. If they keep it up, they have a good chance at remaining second, just like last year. And then in first place, kind of obvious choice, the Packers. Packers, great team. Aaron Rodgers still has a couple of years left of being one of the best quarterbacks. Honestly, if Aaron Rodgers can keep playing how good he is, their defense can keep doing their job. The rest of the offense can follow along with Rodgers. This team definitely has a good.
Well, Aaron Rodgers is signed through the 2023 season.
I know.
So they still trust him.
But
I guess.
As long as everyone can cooperate, they can coordinate with the coach. Honestly, I see this team being really good this season.
Yeah. All right, so this is the last division. Ooh. We have the NFC West, Rams,
great division.
Niners, Cardinals, Seahawks. So in my opinion, this is
definitely
one of the best divisions in football, especially after the Cardinals got DeAndre Hopkins. So, however, they will come in fourth, even if they have DeAndre Hopkins. Kyler Murray is an up-and-rising quarterback, but their defense can't help them that much. And the rest of their offense is also not very good, especially after losing David Johnson. And then the Rams will come in third. This would be a surprising pick if the Niners weren't good this last year. So the Rams had they did not do very good this last year. Their defense disappointed them, and so did Jared Goff, to be frank. You know, last year they went they went 9-7, I think it was. And they finished third, so I think it'll be the same way this year. And then the Niners will come in second. Their defense will be good, even if they lost to DeForest Buckner. They still have Richard Sherman, who's a great cornerback, and they have Bosa. He's a great defensive lineman. And then their linebacks are also very good. Then first is the Seahawks. They're just a great team. They have Russell Wilson, even if they don't have insane receivers. They have DK Metcalf, who did a he was great last year. He's very strong and he's good too. And then their defense is pretty good, led by aging Bobby Wagner, who's still the best tackle in the NFL by far. So the Cardinals will go 6-10, the Rams will go 8-8, Niners will go 12-4, and Seahawks will go 13-3. So Carter, what do you think about this division? Which is in my opinion,
yes, definitely the best division in the AFC. If not the best division in the NFL. I mean, if they took the Cardinals out of this division, if it was only a three-team division, this would be the best division in the NFL. But in last place for this division, I see the Cardinals. I mean, yes, you did pretty bad last year. You're getting DeAndre Hopkins. That doesn't change much. I mean, on most good teams, you know, like almost a lot of the players. I probably can name like two players on this team, Kyler Murray and DeAndre Hopkins. And I don't know Kyler Murray because he's a good player. I know him because he was the first pick in the draft 2 years ago. That's the only reason I know him. Getting DeAndre Hopkins doesn't change much. It just gives you one really good wide receiver. You need a good rest of your team to make you succeed.
Yeah, I completely agree. So,
in third place, I have
my bad, the
Rams coming. Rams, pretty good team, but it's hard to compete. It's really hard to compete with the Seahawks and the 49ers. I mean, 49ers made the Super Bowl last year. The Seahawks, they were pretty close. I mean, they're two really good teams. The Rams just can't compete with that. And then in second place, I have the 49ers. It was between the 49ers and Seahawks. Even though the 49ers made a Super Bowl last year, I mean, they didn't win it, but they made it. I just don't see them beating the Seahawks because 49ers, they're still a really good team. But the Seahawks, they just have better players. I think if the Seahawks try, like, really hard, they definitely have a shot at winning this division. So in first place, I have the Seahawks.
Yeah. All right.
Playoffs.
So playoffs.
Can I just do the conference championship like last time? In the conference championship,
sure.
I would have the Seahawks and the Saints. I would see the Seahawks winning going to a Super Bowl as long as the Seahawks can do as long as the Seahawks can do something to stop the Saints. I mean, they need to, their defense will have to go really hard to work the Seahawks. Their offense will have to work pretty hard too to get around the Saints defense. But honestly, if they have a really good game in that conference championship against the Saints, I see them going to the Super Bowl.
But as you said, they'll be playing away. Do you really think they can contain this incredible Saints offense now that has Michael Thomas and Drew Brees still along
Honestly,
with Alvin Kamara?
They just need to find something that will get their backs off the stress of the Saints. I mean, they should like focus. They shouldn't be focusing on how good their opponent is. They should just be focusing. All right, we need to win a Super Bowl. We win this one game, get to the Super Bowl. And they should be training all week. Honestly, if they train a lot, get their minds off how good the Saints are, then I see them winning.
You know, if they win this Super Bowl, then Russell Wilson will definitely be a Hall of Famer now. So, I have 1 Saints, 2 Seahawks, 3 Packers, 4 Cowboys, 5 Niners, 6 Vikings, 7 Bucks. The Seahawks beat the Bucks. Packers beat the Vikings. Niners beat the Cowboys. Saints beat the Niners. Seahawks beat the Packers. So it's Seahawks Saints in the NFC Championship, just like you. And amazingly, I have the same Super Bowl as you. So I think the Seahawks will beat the Saints away just because Bobby Wagner is going to step up. And I think their defense could step up and their offense can't compete with the Saints. I think this is an upset. Like, the Saints will beat the Seahawks 6 or 7 times out of 10. But,
yeah, honestly, it will be a really good upset.
The downside to this, however, is the Saints have, like, so much grit now. Like, they're playing to win now because this is Drew Brees' second-to-last season, most likely, with them, at least. So, they're really playing. They're playing to win now, like, really. So, I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. And I think the Seahawks will just beat them. I mean, you know, I don't think it'll be super close, but I think it'll be high-scoring. So, then we have the Ravens and Seahawks in the Super Bowl. And you have the Ravens and Seahawks also, don't you? So, I have the Seahawks.
You mean the Ravens?
It's a close, high-scoring game. So, I mean, I'd love to say the Ravens, but then a lot of people can't buy it.
No, but you said the Seahawks are taking down the Rams in the Super Bowl. Yeah, you said Rams.
Oh, really? I mean the Ravens. I'm sorry. The Seahawks will take down the Ravens in a close, high-scoring game, and Lamar Jackson will play well, but Russell Wilson will win Super Bowl MVP. And it'll be a high-scoring game, and I just think the Seahawks' defense is not even close to the Ravens. The Saints, but like the Saints game, the Ravens will beat the Seahawks 7 or 8 times out of 10, but this is going to be an upset. Who do you have?
Honestly, it kills me to say this, really, but I have the Seahawks beating the Ravens just because – You know, take a look at the Seahawks roster. Great offense, great defense. I mean, I don't even see them having to use their special teams much. They'll just be scoring and turning over the Ravens. I mean, it really kills me to say this, but I honestly think the Seahawks will beat the Ravens. I mean, especially with the Ravens. I mean, the Ravens are a great team, but honestly, I mean, I just don't see the Ravens can. I just don't see the Ravens beat.
So then lastly we have awards. Who do you have for MVP?
So with Russell winning Super Bowl MVP, I also have him winning regular MVP, Russell Wilson.
Well, I have Christian McCaffrey. I think he's gonna be even better than he was last year, and he's just an incredible player. And then I have John Harbaugh repeating as coach of the year. He's an incredible coach, and he paired with some great coordinators.
For coach of the year, I also have John Harbaugh. I mean, he's a great coach. And if he leads the Ravens to the Super Bowl this year, he will definitely be named coach of the year.
Yes. And then lastly, offensive and defensive rookie of the year. I have Chase Young as defensive rookie and Joe Burrow's offensive rookie, which is kind of ironic because they went 1 and 2 in the draft.
Same as you, Chase Young and Joe Burrow. Honestly, you've seen them in college. they were magnificent, fantastic. If they keep up that playing, I mean, I know college is way different from the regular NFL, but if they keep up that hard playing and maybe just do it like times two or times five, then I see them winning Offensive Defensive Rookie of the Year. Yeah,
and Chase Young is just a monster. He's just an outright monster.
Wait, don't we still have to do one more word? Offensive player and defensive player.
Oh, yeah. If you want to, you can do offensive and defensive. We can also do the Walter Payton.
I don't know who can.
Man of the Year. If you want.
Defensive player. I have Russell Wilson. I mean, he won the MVP. And he's on offense, so it would be weird not to give him the award. For defensive player, I have Bobby Wagner, same Seahawks team member. He is definitely going to be a big part of the Seahawks winning the Super Bowl. It's like he's the quarterback of the defense. Honestly, he is like the best person on that defense. Yeah,
such a leader. He's such a leader.
I mean, I definitely see him winning defensive player of the year.
So I think generally they don't give MVP. Well, I'll just say I know I have McCaffrey as MVP, but for offensive player of the year, I'm just not going to give it to him. It can be weird for Lamar Jackson to not win either MVP or offensive player of the year. And if I said he's going to have just as good a year as he did last year, I think he ought to win offensive player of the year. And then defensive player, I have Khalil Mack, who I think he'll break out even further this year. He's a great tackler, and he hits everyone hard. He has a violent finish. And
yeah.
He's a great player. So,
you are welcome.
All right, Carter, thanks for joining me. And thank you all for listening. Make sure to catch up with my other episodes and like this podcast on Spotify. My next podcast will be an analysis of rounds 4 through 7 in the NFL draft. And
Carter, I'll think about it.
If you want.
Wait, when is it? I mean, we'll talk that out. See ya.
Bye. All right.